Iodine.news with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Papaya 9. Welcome to Papaya House.
Oh, man,
the Papaya Island. I'm Neil.
I'm Jonas.
And I'm Alan.
There we go. We're coming in on a chapstick break.
We started early with the chapstick break.
Yeah, we started a little early with the chapstick
break.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, if you're new to this show, to this podcast, welcome.
Welcome.
This is a show where we kind of take the news and we try to find the ones that fall by the wayside.
Right, right.
Give you some perspective.
Yeah, abstract perspective.
It's an abstract, very abstract takes.
Yes. Yes. And take it very seriously. This is all literal.
It is all investigative journalism.
Absolutely.
We must say that we are taking it with the utmost seriousness.
Yeah.
To be integral.
We will be submitting this to the New York Times.
That's right. Watch out, Michael Barbaro. Some new kids on the block.
How you feeling, man?
Could you
feel good?
I feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do like a NPR voice?
Do you think
this podcast is suitable for NPR?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Would we have to go to school though and like train our voices?
I think we would have to. I think if we really wanted to, we could.
Right. You would have to wear glasses.
Oh yeah. That would be a big part of it.
You have to wear glasses.
Oh man. And you are wearing glasses.
I'm ready.
So you're already there.
I'm ready.
Man, dude, I saw a meditation app.
Mm-hmm.
And like LeBron is doing the app. You know, he's like narrating this calm app.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like describing the playoff situation he went through like in Boston. And it was like, it's not. I mean, it was kind of soothing because I like basketball.
Yeah.
But it was also like, this is like a really anxious moment. He was like, there I was in the locker room. You know what I mean?
Wow. Like, he's big into it, like the meditation stuff, is he?
He is. He's very into really big. LeBron loves mindfulness.
Right.
He's super about it, man.
I also love that he doesn't look like he would be into that.
In what way?
Just at face value.
Yeah. Yeah. As a basketball player?
As just a 6'90" black guy. you just don't expect him to be crossing his legs and on a yoga mat.
Yeah, his hips gotta be tight. There's
right,
no doubt.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, man. That's for real.
So it's kinda like, you know, it's kinda dope. It's like, yeah, you see someone has a center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kinda say.
Yeah, he is. He's an interesting figure for that.
Yeah.
And like democracy and
for sure. For
sure. It's kind of this idea of hope.
Right.
You know, and he is still dominating the game, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we have to keep in mind, you know, this is LeBron. He's not getting regular poor people yoga treatment. You know, this is some.
That's true.
He's getting the premium stuff.
That's true. He probably has an actual Indian teaching him yoga.
Absolutely.
Damn.
He probably flies to India every morning.
For sure, yo.
You understand?
And if he doesn't, LeBron, I got you, man. I got you, man. We'll get on the horn every morning. You probably have to wake me up, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
We'll go through the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
And it's coming from a integral meditation source.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's it. I mean,
he'll put you in there.
He'll do it, man.
He'll put you in there.
If he's wise, which I know he is.
Yeah.
He's got an Indian teaching him though.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
For sure.
You know.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
dude,
but
this is the good stuff.
But that's the thing though. You know, I think you'd be a good fit. You understand? You're chill. You're laid back.
Well.
You're not threatening.
Right.
He's not gonna look at you and be like, "Yo, this guy's trying to take my spot."
Yeah.
You understand?
Dude, that's crazy.
So it's kind of like it'd be a perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Would you shave?
For LeBron?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could.
You don't know if
LeBron, I'm sorry. I just don't know if I could.
So you don't know. Are you being serious for it?
I love my beard. I love it. I love. You can't tell me what to do with my beard. LeBron. Okay. No. No. I think that would be a point of bondage between us.
Now, Neil, you know your beard will grow back.
Oh, I just have to shave it the one time.
You would have to keep it shaved.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do that. That's the thing I don't want to do.
Just for the duration of the contract. And then after that, you can go off on like a Letterman thing.
This is going to be lifetime. This contract is going to be long.
Wow.
You know?
You remember when my beard was thicker than yours? You remember? You told me.
Jonas, the time. I know pandemic's been hard. And,
you told me. You were like, Jonas, yo, that's crazy. Your beard is really bigger than mine.
You were one week away from it. I remember seeing it and being like, wow, it's gonna do it. And then you shaved it because you had to.
No. I got there and then you started juicing. Remember? You started juicing. You started juicing.
I juiced my beard.
You started juicing. Yeah, you started putting those oils in there.
You gotta be healthy.
You didn't tell me about that. I didn't even know we can do that.
So you weren't doing that?
I wasn't.
That's disgusting.
I was just brushing it in the shower with like a really good soap.
Oh, okay. So you were using soap?
Yeah, yeah. You have to clean it.
Okay, well, that's juicing.
That's not juicing. That's just cleaning. Soap. I can still get a Major League Baseball contract. So you're just taking a shower.
You think I was Sammy Sosa-ing my beard?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness,
getting that
man.
Good stuff in there.
Did you put oil in it?
I was putting oil in it.
Wow. I didn't put oil in it.
You didn't put oil in
no.
it? No. Wow. You really could have had something, Jonas. Listen, I mean, you know. It's tough. It's tough to see it gone.
Yeah.
But no, it's starting to get to, you know, there's just optics things, you know, when you have a beard, mm-hmm. there's certain things you can't do because of the optics.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean, would you, if I started growing it out now, you think I could beat you in like a few?
No, I just.
I think.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
I think I could do it.
I would love. I think everyone at home would love to see this. So if you're watching this right now, please comment.
You know what? If we get
that you want to see Jonas's beard, going out, I would love this.
You know what? If we get 50,000 likes.
That's right. You heard him, YouTube. 50K. Jonas is going to grow a beard.
50,000 likes, guys.
All right, guys, help blow this up. Just posting this with the timeline, guys.
I'll do it.
Man, people in relationships are getting stuff from their partners because like TikTok videos. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, yo, how many likes until you let me like peg you or something? Like 7K, and then it'll have like 309,000 likes.
Damn.
I see that all the time. Just blows it out the water.
Yeah, yeah. Every time it's something like that. Dude.
So by the time you see it, it's like 300-something thousand. That means they must have surpassed 7,000 like the first
maybe a day 40, ago. Two
no,
days.
45 seconds. 300. Okay, wait, how long ago was the video from the time you saw it?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I saw it on Twitter today, though.
Okay, okay. That means it's pretty old. Okay. That means it's pretty old, man. That means it's pretty old.
Where do you think news starts now online?
Dude, that's a great question.
I just thought of it.
Like, where do you think it starts?
Like, where does it start? Or does it. Is it all interchanged? Are they exchanging all of them all at once, you know? It's like the different crime mobs, you know? We'll take care of the milk, you take care of the pasta, you take care of the stromboli.
Right.
You know, and it's everybody kind of exchanging, or do you think it...
I think it has to... I don't know, it has to come from a reliable place first.
Mm-hmm.
It has to start there. Honestly, I think everything starts on Twitter.
I think so. I think so. And then maybe that's just our...
Yeah.
Because we're like late 20s.
Maybe that's like, just our... It's the first app I go to when I wake up in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Twitter. Oh, that's a great... What's the first thing you go to, Alan? In the morning? Do you even think about that?
Weirdly enough, even though I hardly spend any time besides this, is Facebook. For some reason.
Really? Facebook
and
is
that's like
to me.
Maybe the only time during the day that I do that.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, just in the morning.
Yeah.
You just like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
See high school friends.
What's your first app?
I'm thinking about it and I want to say it's either
Pornhub.
I was gonna say like that's the morning times when I watch the porn, man.
Really?
The morning time, scroll. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, wow. Yeah.
The morning.
I'm watching porn now. Like moms watch like soaps.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like wow. You just have a few. I like these episodes. I like these classics.
Does it entertain
I'll
you?
Go
though?
To these. There's like a nostalgia at a certain point.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You guys know you don't have this. No, you don't observe this.
Porn does nothing for me.
Wow. You're a righteous man.
No, like it just I think I told you guys this, but I went through like a phase where I like looked into like the background behind it, like the lifestyle of these porn stars and stuff like that. And then I was just so turned off.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just killed the whole thing for me.
Really? I mean, that's really fair.
Yeah.
So you saw how the sausage was made.
How the sausage was came. How the sausage came.
I'm telling you guys, the pig is not pretty. It's not, man.
No, you know, I saw that. I saw those documentaries too.
Yeah.
But the same, you know, at the same time, it's a drug. You know, the drug's free. It's a free drug.
That was the thing. That's what blew me away. Was like, I didn't know it was like an actual addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know like people were like addicted.
People are really addicted. I just went a few weeks without watching it,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty cool. You know.
Yeah.
But then you're still really horned up, you know.
Yeah.
Looking at the trees and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Like, look at my flag. It's like, okay. I like the way the shadows, it's curvy.
Curvy shadow.
Yeah. That was 3 weeks. And then, recently I've let go again. Porn, new porn is, it just keeps getting weirder and. Like the relationships keep getting more and more intertwined.
Yeah.
It's like best friend. Yeah. And then it's like your stepsister.
And everyone has become like so selfish.
Sister.
Like the actors, like the performers are just so selfish. Like the guy is literally trying to get just as much camera time as the woman. And you're just like, get off the camera. like the camera's like panning in and like you see his gold chain hanging off. I'm like, dude, get off the camera, dog. This isn't, it's God. So bad, dude. Like, it's just, all of it, it's so bad to me, dude. I didn't know, like, God, I was watching, like a behind-the-scenes documentary. And it was like an anal scene. And this chick shot it for, like, 5 hours. Ugh. 5 hours. Yeah, getting rammed for 5 hours.
What?
And then, like, good grief. Like she's an athlete to me. Like, she took it like a pro.
They are, like, the NBA players of...
And I was just like, it just ruined the whole thing. Like,
yo.
And I was always like weirded out by how polite the guys were. All the guys, you would assume they were like douchebags. Mm. And then like.
A lot of them are. I mean, a lot of the. But yeah.
No, like, I mean, like on set, like a lot of them were just like, hey, can we stop? I think she's tired. I was just like, what?
Really?
Yeah. One guy was just like, I think she needs some water. Like he was so chivalrous.
That's fucking reasonable.
A lot of them were. And wow. I was just like, it was just like a lot of behind it that just ruined it all for me. So every time I watch it now, I just, you know.
So you still watch it?
No. I can't. I literally can't. If I look at it, I'm just like.
Yeah.
What if you knew of a company that treated their actors right? They got plenty of food on set.
Uh-huh.
No one was disrespected with that.
Hydrated.
Yeah, hydrated.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
The porn would suck.
No one's getting slapped in this one.
Right.
Like, my name's Jonas, and I don't like this.
Right. It wouldn't be good.
I need the fish hook.
They look way too happy. It wouldn't last long.
Yeah. No mascara is getting dripped. Like, no one's crying.
It's such an unfair toss-up. The whole thing just makes... I don't know. I just see the whole thing now. I'm just like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
That's fair. But, I mean, we're the generation that I think had porn the most accessible to us. Well, now, I'm sure current teens, more.
Well, the addiction's at all-time high now.
Yeah.
Porn addiction's at all-time
high. But, like, that's going through puberty.
Yeah.
And learning sex from porn. It's really damaging. Like, you... Because you think people, but then also girls are also having certain expectations. But it's like, if we do think it is like the highest, the athletes of sex, right? And don't you feel, did you want to get that Mamba mentality?
They can have access to it within like 10 seconds.
Definitely.
When we were growing up, it was like that.
I remember, I used to record the audio. I would like, it was, you know, the Girls Gone Wild trailers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would look those up on the AOL. Link of the Girls Gone Wild, and then just record the audio. I had a whole motherfucking contraption.
See, it used to take work.
Multimedia.
You see, you guys,
setup.
You guys were stuck in the fantasy. You got to get behind. You got to get.
What's up with you behind the scenes? All
I don't know.
Are you trying to get a director's cut? You guys got
the Snyder cut.
You just, Oh my God.
You guys got to watch the Snyder Cut. The original black and white.
Oh my God. When you're on set, yeah. It's just different. You're like the guy they interview in the documentary.
Right.
You don't know how crazy it was on set.
I don't know. It's a waste.
You see Zack Snyder of Superman?
No, you know, the Snyder Cut. You know, they're releasing another Justice League movie.
Oh, where
and this is Zack, you know, the Snyder.
I go ahead, okay. Yeah, I was with you.
Right, right. So, yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff that just killed it. But if there's something, you know, I mean, I guess if it's keeping people happy.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah. I mean, if you can have a healthy relationship with porn, I think it's fine. The problem is when it gets unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Which it's easy to become unhealthy.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's. Are you, okay? He starts breaking down.
No. I was thinking about.
That used to be me.
No, my oh, bro. All right, so I was thinking about. All right, so there was a documentary out.
This is your porn, if anything. Documentary.
I think documentaries are my. I think I get off on documentaries.
It's so real.
It's so real.
Oh, dude. I love it when they make a shadow on their face, black out their face, and change their voice.
Anyway, this was this documentary about these people against Girls Gone Wild.
They're against it.
Yeah, and they had went and interviewed all these fathers who saw their daughter.
Damn. It's their daughter in wild.
Yo, that's got to hit so different. Yeah. Seeing your daughter on porn.
Yeah, probably watch the same infomercial everyone else. Yeah.
it was so weird, though, because the way the guy did it was he would watch them, and then, like, he would look at these girls and then find out who their fathers were, and he would just run up on their homes and show them the video.
Oh, my God.
These chicks were like, and it was just, it was so dark. It was like,
that's wild.
It was his own thing. So
that
it was
guy
just
went
like,
wild.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
So
Zack Snyder gone wild, the Zack director. Snyder.
Yeah, I mean, it was really funny to look at because the dads were crying and stuff. It was hilarious. Yeah. They had no idea. Like,
and that stuff was. I mean, it was boobs, yeah, right? Girls Gone Wild was boobs.
Today,
if you rolled up on a dad, it was like a baby's asshole's inside out.
Yeah.
What?
People be showing crazy stuff on Instagram,
right?
Hey, yo, that brings us to our first story, man. The Pope. The Pope liked this Instagram models, this Instagram, shall we say, who?
Yeah.
H-E-A-O-U-X is tastefully, she's a tasteful model.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes.
The Pope liked a picture of hers. Jonas, you have the details.
Yes, I'm here live now at the Vatican.
We got an exclusive interview with the Pope. Everybody stay tuned.
The Pope is upstairs right now.
What do I say? What do I tell him? I like a juicy ass. Okay.
And Neil, I got to tell you, it smells like a fifth grade classroom in here. So anyway, the Pope's Instagram account, like the photo of a Brazilian model.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this model was at 1.6 followers at the time. After this, she's now at 2.1 million followers.
Wait, how much was she before?
1.6.
Already, okay. quite a few.
Right, and it was crazy. Like apparently, the like was really brief, but it was just enough.
So it was live.
Well, I think Instagram's algorithm kind of plays a part in it too. So when someone that famous likes something, it's gonna like blast it.
Yeah.
And then like everyone can just see like, oh my gosh, like the Pope liked it. Like even after you remove the like, it's still like.
Sometimes it'll say like somebody's name that you have in common.
Right.
That liked a thing.
Instagram is like a really janky club promoter. Yeah, it just promotes people who aren't there.
Yeah, no, the Pope's inside. Pope loves this place.
$50.
Shop now.
Yeah.
Dude, man, I like that the Pope is, in, you know.
Right.
Be free, Pope. I mean, you know, it's God's image.
Right. I just don't like that the Vatican is like, you know, they're trying to backpedal away from it. they're reaching out to the Instagram CEO. They're like, hey, we don't know how this happened. It's like, yeah, you knew how this happened.
are they claiming that, hey, the Pope doesn't handle his own Instagram account? Or are they saying, like,
no,
what's their story?
Yeah.
The story is Pope Francis's Instagram account liked the bikini. Okay. So that's the thing. We don't know if Pope Francis liked it himself. You understand?
Word.
But
so okay, interesting.
But I don't know.
So they're saying, well, I guess they don't reveal like whether someone else does stuff on his social media. But they're saying that nobody in our camp did that. They're saying, hey, someone investigate this. Somehow it happened with not one of us pressing the button.
Right.
Mm. Oh, right. Somebody hacked the Pope's account.
Hacked the Pope's account.
One picture.
Oh man. Whoa.
But even here's the real question though. How does something like that even show up on that feed?
On the Pope's feed?
Yeah, because apparently he follows no people.
Oh.
So whoever liked the picture had to go out looking for it.
Yeah. They went out to look, you know, you search a hashtag. Maybe on the suggested on the explore page.
Yeah.
For the Pope, it was like, hey.
Wow.
Right.
Check this out.
This is a really popular model.
Wow.
This probably wasn't the first time they scrolled.
I like to think it was the Pope. I like to think it was.
I'm not sleeping on dudes over 40 and how good they can be with technology now. Maybe, you know, quarantine has forced everybody to learn how to use this stuff really well.
The Pope's learned.
And well, it's weird that he would only like one photo of something like that.
Right.
The only thing that kind of makes sense to me is that whoever this is, be the Pope, has a fake Instagram account. Forgot to switch that he was on the official one and liked that photo. But he's been liking a ton of photos.
Like a burner account.
Burner account.
The Pope's got a burner account. It's a cardinal. Right. It's one of the cardinals.
But let me tell you something right now, though.
What?
The only kind of person that would like a Brazilian model Instagram page is a little boy.
What? Okay. All right.
What?
Little boys in the Vatican.
Uh huh.
Little boys in the Vatican.
I'm thinking one of them hacked the account.
Oh, wow. Dude. Maybe it's them trying to reach out, cry for help.
Hey, this is what this guy should be liking.
Right. Just locked up in them chambers all day. You know?
The only place we could escape is inside of that ass.
Yeah. This is how they get off.
That's wow. No, well.
I don't know. Just a thought.
It's probably some intern. They get some, you know, unpaid intern at the Vatican.
Like a 13-year-old boy intern?
Yeah, just bored out of their mind. And then they're like, you know,
yeah. Like
in the PS5 and all that stuff.
Or what about this being a power play for some guy who's trying to be the next Pope?
Oh.
Ooh, that's another one.
I like that's how we immediately go conspiracy.
Right.
Take.
By the way, guys, this is a documentary right here.
Oh, Jonas is going to come.
Look at that. The story never ended. Oh, yeah.
What would the name of the documentary be? One Like.
One Like.
Ooh.
I like that. Double Tap.
Double Tap.
Double Tap.
The Holy Trinity. Ooh.
Maybe not even a name, just like a red heart.
Oh, nice. Yo, but it's like a Pope hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
or
that.
Or maybe it's a heart with like a cross inside of it.
Wait, the heart is a butt.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns and then it's just her again.
Right. Did you guys actually ever get a chance to see the picture of the bikini model?
No, I have not.
Dude, she is really hot. She's in like this Christmas bikini outfit.
Christmas.
That's a little early, but not even Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess, yeah, Walmart's there. So
maybe they were just trying to get in the spirit.
Got to get in the spirit somehow.
What is a Christmas bikini? Is it just a red bikini?
No, it's like a really short. It's
all bikinis are short.
I think the bikini is no longer than a belt. It's really short.
Wow. Right.
And
the Christmas part of it?
Yeah. But there's a part of me that likes to think, like, the Pope and, like, the Cardinals, like, they fly out women to, like, the Vatican, like the NBA players do with the bubble.
Yeah.
They just fly them out. You know?
You think they're flying him out? The Pope is?
How much do you think they would pay him?
She
has to do it for free. There's no way.
10 Vatican coins.
Is that a Vatican coin?
Can buy you anything in the gift shop. And That's about it.
They did the old Vatican switcheroo.
Right.
The old three-card Monty at the Vatican.
Don't forget to redeem your Vatican coins at the front desk on your way out.
You can give the Pope one Vatican coin and he'll sing you a song.
I want to go to Vatican World.
Oh my gosh.
Man, dude, I don't know. They're going to run a serious investigation on it. And honestly, the model, she feels blessed. She feels like she's going to heaven.
Mm. She's body's blessed, that's for sure.
So you know, we'll see.
And her IG, 2.2 million.
Oh, 2.2, excuse me. 2.2 million.
Wow.
You know.
What's the investigation going to reveal? Say we did an investigation. Pope's innocent. Everyone had to go back.
Oh,
to
yo, her full ass is out.
Well, yeah. It's like, it's the length of about, like, it's.
I see. So there's like a small, almost like a doily.
Yeah.
And it's a Christmas bikini?
I don't know if it's actually Christmas.
It looks a little Christmassy to me.
it looks like a picnic table.
What's Christmas
plaid.
About it?
All right. You know what? Full disclaimer, I don't celebrate Christmas anyway. But it looked like.
It does feel like a gift. Yeah. Doesn't it?
The gift that keeps giving.
And that's why the Pope was like, yep. Double tap. I don't know. I think the Pope is, you know, shows that he is not above us, you know.
So let's
okay. His whole thing.
Now here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you guys were the IT people behind this Instagram account, okay. Right? Vatican comes to you like, yo, Neil, you're Indian, fix this.
All right.
By the way, Vatican.
Didn't need to say that, but
all right. Well, we have to be very racist, all of us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We have to be real here.
Okay, Pope. Are you the Pope or like the spokesman for the Vatican?
I'm both. Whatever.
All right, cool. I don't know how to address you now.
Maybe we're having this conversation over the phone.
Yes, okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Right.
And you do the research and you find out, like, yo, the Vatican for sure like this.
Yeah.
How are you going to break it to them? How are you going to tell them, like, listen, we did the research. This is all you.
Somebody in this house liked it.
Yeah. Like, how would you even tell them that?
You just tell them straight up. Why? Yeah. What? Well, I would, you know,
okay,
sit him down.
Neil's not Catholic, everybody. So this, you know, this, he means nothing. He means nothing to me.
Wow.
The Pope or me? I don't mean anything to you because I'm not Catholic.
Yeah. No, like, you know, like,
in
he's
a scenario,
not,
he, in
the
yeah, scenario.
In a scenario, right. In
the oh,
scenario,
we're in the, yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, you know, he's a nobody. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
dude,
think
that would be a bad clip to cut out of context. Wow.
Yeah, really?
Oh, take my that God. Hashtag the Vatican.
Dude, the yeah. Cardinals, they're like constantly looking for, they have an algorithm that searches for like people talking about them.
Oh, yeah.
You imagine a Cardinal going in, the Pope, yeah, look at this clip. And it's just of you like, I don't even fuck with him because he's, and we're like, the Pope had his dick out and like all this stuff. And then the Pope saw our show. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Would you let him on the show?
Would I let the Pope on the show?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. The Pope is welcome on this show at all times. I generously extend the offer for the Pope,
like,
to come on the show.
And he was like, we need the help.
Oh, my God. We need clickbait.
Man. Dude, speaking of little boys, I wanted to.
Always a smooth segue.
Oh, yeah.
Also a clip that shouldn't be taken out of context. Speaking of smooth young boys.
So, I don't know if you guys heard of this kid, Ben Watkins. I don't know if you know. He was in MasterChef Junior Edition.
Mm.
Chef Gordon Ramsay's show. This kid was 14 years old, right?
Okay.
Amazing chef. Like Gordon Ramsay's favorite kid.
Wow.
Black kid, 14 years old. Wow. Pretty fat. Kind of looks like me, actually, a little bit.
Ben Watkins, you said?
Yeah, Ben Watkins. Yeah, this is him right here. Ben Watkins. And Gordon Ramsay, man, he really rocks with him.
Dude, he's got 50 foot. Wow.
Yeah, no, he's a real deal. So anyway, he's 14. He passed away.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, he passed away.
When?
This was actually, the date is here, the 17th, this week.
That's so sad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, and check this out. He passed away 3 years after his parents passed away from a murder-suicide.
To the day?
To the day.
Oh.
That's dark.
To the day.
Wow.
You know, but, I mean, he's a really amazing cook. I mean, this is a lot of food the world won't get to taste. And it just, you know, and I read this while I was complaining about my phone not having service.
You understand? Wow. Like, yelling at somebody?
Right.
Right. Puts it in perspective a little bit.
Oh, for sure. But it was like, it was one of those like crippling, humble moments for me.
Wow.
Where it was just like, this kid's 14.
How did he die?
He was battling cancer.
What the fuck?
Disclaimer, folks, this story gets sadder. So,
I also want to say, we usually like kind of talk about what stories we're going to do before.
Yeah.
We usually kind of have like, we'll talk about maybe this. You're springing this on us right now. So
Right.
I just want people at home to know. Live.
Neil's like, I don't know anything
live
about
crying
this.
Crying reaction. Okay, so it gets okay. So Ben Watkins, murder. I had a kid. I went to high school with named Ben Watkins.
Really? Was he the white or black kid?
He was a black kid. He was not a chef.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
But okay.
At that time.
And this kid's too young. He's 14. So.
Right. How old was your Ben Watkins?
He was a year older than me.
Just a year, like now.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't skip like 6, 7
years? Yeah, I mean, this is a really solid gap.
No, he was a year older than me. But we're like 27 now.
Right.
So this kid wasn't even born yet.
You know, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to me, you understand? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I took home economics, you understand?
Wow.
I really could have been a chef. You know,
it really would have fit your personality.
Thank you. Thank you.
General sense of giving.
But I didn't know they worked so hard.
Mm.
You know, and which is like another thing, too. Like people like in the cooking and healthcare, there's no like you never get holidays off. It's a weird roller coaster in the holiday season.
Oh, that's such an interesting role in the healthcare system.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. People that cook the food.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, like, that's the roller coaster for me. Like the holidays come around, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I get to, no, I'm going to be working on Christmas.
You'll be working on Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be working on New Year's.
Wow.
I'll be working on this, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know, it's just a solid shout out to, like, the people of hospitality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, so this Ben Watkins, his parents have a murder-suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he's gone 3 years since that.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
No.
Why are you smiling?
No. You know, when I look at you, I just... you know, I'm looking at the camera.
Oh, my gosh. But
and keep it clear, folks. I'm not laughing at the story. I'm laughing at Neil's face.
Right.
It's a very clear difference. If you were here, you would do the same thing, too.
I guess. So, and then you said it gets sadder?
Yeah. Yeah.
How so?
I mean, he's not here anymore. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the food, the cuisine, you know, it's like...
That's so awful, man.
You know, but it's like he really had the potential to be something. But...
Oh, man.
You know, it's just, I was watching a documentary, and as I was looking at it, wow. for some reason, no matter...
You said you were watching a documentary?
I was watching
that. So you were fucking... If you were a rock hard?
No.
watching this doc on Listen, the kid, Jeff?
No, look.
Okay.
For some reason, no matter how, like, trained black chefs are, they always end up owning a barbecue spot. I've never understood this dynamic.
Really?
Like, yeah, I was watching Pitmasters, like, the best barbecue chef, just like a black, like, everyone from all over the world flies into habit.
Yeah.
Michelin, like, 4 stars, like, trained at, like, the New York Academy of Culinary.
Yeah.
And he's, like, over a fire pit, like, putting it, like, burning a brisket.
<That's> awesome.
And it was like, you know, it's like, damn, is this as good as we get? Like, in this industry, like, this is.
Do you think they feel forced to go that route?
I mean, you don't have a choice. I mean, people like your barbecue, you got to keep making it.
Oh.
You understand? you can't go back.
That's a fair point. It's a fair point. Yeah, people like,
right,
and you get to feed people. It is art too, you know.
Right.
In a way.
But I mean, have you ever fed someone and they're always like asking you for the same dish like over and over again?
No, it's never happened to me.
You guys don't cook.
You cook?
This isn't about me.
You brought up the I mean,
Chef Boyardee over here.
I mean, look, I mean, I microwave some popcorn and people, I might put a little something on there.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
You're leading with popcorn?
Yeah, I put a little something on popcorn.
You put what? So, what, a little paprika?
Crack.
Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves some crack.
But he keeps them coming back.
They love our movie theater. Yeah. We don't even play a movie. Let the crack do its job.
No one's blinked in the last hour.
Imagine a movie theater. No one goes to see the movie, just the popcorn. Yeah. They're all in line at the recession stand. Yeah, yeah.
Put more butter on. Yeah.
There's no line to get to the movie. There's a huge ass line to get to the concession.
The concessions.
Just. It's like the screening of the Avengers. It's empty. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is in the theater by himself. Right. I should have tried some of that crack.
Right. Right.
People keep trying to trade their watch or something. Hey, can you take your watch?
Hey, man, I'll give you my ticket.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Not to mention the the right. Suppliers, the movie theater.
But it, you know, in all fairness, though, like the price of popcorn in a movie theater is about the size of an 8-ball. Like it's about the same price.
They do take an arm and a leg.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah,
for sure. It's
$20
about
for a ticket. $13 for popcorn. Right. $7 for a bunch of crunch. Don't even think about getting a Coke. Don't even think about it.
No, there's a water fountain.
That's right. You ask for a cup of water. Right. And they insult you with the cup they give you.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
This fucking urine sample cup. Yeah. Here you go, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
This salty ass.
AMC. Yeah, yeah. Salty water, dude. Right. It's just a guy pissing behind the machine. Fuck these guys.
And it's always warm. It's always so warm.
Oh my gosh, man. I remember like middle school, high school dates, like you take somebody to a movie date and it's kinda like, oh man, you about to but you're dropping, you know, you pull out your Velcro wallet. You drop like $20-$30 just on the food. You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever do the thing in like movies or where it's like, yeah, man, you put the popcorn on your lap, and then when she's reaching for the popcorn, she'll touch your dick.
Right. Does that sound like it would work for y'all?
No. But it never happened to me. Never happened to you?
Never happened to me.
Okay.
But I did think about, like, maybe would it? I think about trying.
If you would have to be like,
wait, how's this happening?
You have you're supposed to put the popcorn.
You put a hole.
Nobody try this. I want to say, don't anybody try this.
Just to the side of your lap, to it.
You just literally like put it on top of your dick, the bag on top of your dick.
Do you cut a hole under it?
See, that's the way I've seen that's it right, done that's in movies.
Well, yeah. You gotta get scissors. You gotta bring scissors inside with you.
Well, that's the only way I've seen it in movies. Is there's like a hole in the.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a hole in the bag.
Yeah.
There's
but then it's like, isn't that burning bag? Your freaking.
Right. Because then you got salt and butter.
Right.
And kernels grazing against your dick. Yeah.
But it's also a great lubricant. So what are you going to.
Butter might be a good lubricant.
Caramel?
Caramel?
Ow.
Yeah, it would be. It hardens the turtle shells.
But in your version,
yeah,
it's just a bag.
Well, that was like the real. Yeah, that's the movie version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut a hole in it. But, no, yeah, the real life, you couldn't actually cut a hole in the bag.
No, you couldn't.
No.
And my popcorn always comes in a...
In a tub.
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you could, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
I never tried it.
Yeah. Or just, in the free cup of water you got.
Got a hole in the bottom of that that's fucking styrofoam. Just that lunch cup.
Yeah.
You could easily pop a hole through
that.
Oh yeah, for sure. You could.
And then like, hey, you thirsty?
Yeah,
you have a little moat around your neck.
Hey, you can pick at this water. You can just
right.
Grab a handful.
What if she looks at it and she's like, who gets a cup of water? Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
She's like, I'm more offended at the cup of water than you putting your penis in.
Right. Right.
Oh my God.
Be a gentleman. You get a Coke.
Be a gentleman, get some crack.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what a real man gets. Crack cocaine. What real men get. You know?
Man.
Yeah, but yeah, did you ever the excitement of holding somebody's hand in a movie theater, you know, when you're like 12?
No, I don't like nobody bothering me when I'm watching.
When you're watching your documentary?
Yeah, well, like in a movie theater. If I go, it's like a real like thing for me.
You never taken a date to a movie theater?
I have.
Okay. So you just sit on the other side of the theater. You go up there. Okay. Yeah.
We'll meet after. We'll meet right here.
Have notes ready. Okay. 5 critiques, 5 likes. Josh has got an iPad with a keyboard.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at her like queue up Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go. The thing is.
And before we go to our seats, I'm going to tell you the saddest story about this little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a great popcorn recipe.
Right. I was told I was a talker, though. I was told, like,
really?
But, yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't get the date thing at the movie. Never understood it.
Well, it's just like, it's like kind of like a, I don't know. There's something about it. It was like, it was like a window where you could like get some minimal physical contact with a girl.
It's a good like middle school, high school.
Yeah,
thing.
Middle school for sure. You like hold somebody's hand for like 90 minutes. Which is just insane because it's like, you know, your hands get sweaty.
I think it's just good because at that time you're so nervous that you want to avoid talking to somebody.
Exactly. But you're still horny.
Yeah.
Or you want to touch people.
Right. If you do it now, it's not a good date because you just don't talk to that person for 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's so real. There's a point now, right, where you'd never take someone out to a movie now that you like for a first date.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think I've ever had that. I don't think the closest I've ever had to that, though, the closest I've had to that was like, you know, I went on like a work trip and we went on a plane and like, you know, she was like one of the chicks I went with. She's like super cute. And like she told me it was like her first time on like a plane. She sat next to me and she just latched onto me in fear for the whole 3-hour flight. So, I mean, that's pretty close. That's pretty close to the movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was like her first time ever on a plane.
Okay.
And the plane took off.
Okay.
And she just had like a panic attack. And she just latched onto me.
Like physically held you.
Yeah.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
Out of fear.
It's the same thing.
Was there a movie playing at the time?
No.
There was no movie.
This was like the plane just starting. This is the plane just starting.
So you're how old?
Yeah, no, it was like 22.
And you're flying from where to where?
This is from Florida, flying to New York.
Florida to New York.
Yeah.
3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Up the coast.
Up the coast.
Up the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, up the coast.
Okay, and then you and this woman, what's her breakdown?
No. Sweet chick.
No. Like is she older, younger, white?
No, dude,
black,
she's like a year older than
Asian.
Me. No, she was a year older than me.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Indian.
Ah.
Oh. Look at that.
Wow. Look. Now you're latching on to me.
I sense a pattern.
Jonas likes Indians.
Yeah.
Most people do.
I think I told you that.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
well,
we explicitly had a discussion before.
She was hot. Gorgeous.
Of course.
And it was her first time. Like, you know,
she's a little scaredy cat.
She was, you know, she had like strict parents and stuff, the whole upbringing.
Wow.
She told you that or what?
Yeah.
Her parents were never.
You will never go on a plane.
You will never look at a plane.
You will never look outside your window. You will never look outside the house.
She's in chains.
That's why she latched on to you.
Right. Yeah. Dad, no.
god, you'll never. We're so strict.
So it was the first time in her career. Like, she knew she was independent. She was making as much. She got her own place. And it was like the first, she's like, you know what, I'm going to get on a plane. And
What'd she do?
She was an engineer.
Oh, nice.
Classic. She was an engineer.
Classic.
She said
classic. Classic. That's good. No, that's good.
Classic, yeah.
We're really good at engineering. Yeah,
yeah. So, no, it was a cool gig, man. Traveled a lot. And then, but yeah, dude, the whole like flight, she just latched on. And we got there, she latched on then too. She just wouldn't. And she had even more anxiety about going back.
Mm. Oh, so y'all kept in touch?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I honestly hope she's over it now. I haven't talked to her in like years.
Yeah.
But I hope she's over it now. That
you should reach out.
Yeah. You think so, Neil?
You want to take a flight?
Yeah.
I'll protect you.
Neil, would you like to meet Neil?
Yeah. Set me up, dude. Yeah. That'd be an interesting blind date. Like, you set up a friend and it's like, it's a flight to Chicago. Like, we both got you tickets next to each other. So a flight to Chicago. I would be fucked because I'm on a plane. I'm asleep in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. I'm out.
Yeah. Can you sleep comfortably on a plane though?
It's never comfortable.
No, never.
You just like put your body in a comatose, right? Just to like not be bothered by the fact that you're crammed into a metal can.
Right.
With a bunch of people flying through the air.
It's a way to not think about
it. Exactly. Disassociate.
Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting flight. It was interesting, you know.
So, wow, you guys. Yeah. That's such a beautiful story. I'm surprised.
It was nice. I mean, I got both of the seats because I was just too big.
There's like a sequel to The Big Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. You eventually hook up. Yeah, but
yeah.
Nothing. I thought it was a professional. It was things like, because when I sat down, I had like the middle seat, and then like the guy who was supposed to sit next to me, like he saw the row and he was like, "I'm not sitting there." And so he just stood in the back.
What? For the flight?
It was her dad. I'll not sit to this fat fuck. I'll stand in the back. And then she's like, "My dad's so crazy."
It's too strict. Help me.
Yeah, he's so strict.
It was a bizarre flight. He just didn't want to sit there. He was like, "It's like it's not gonna be a lot of space."
It's not gonna be a lot of space. I'd rather stand for 3 hours.
Yeah.
What?
You paid $350 to stand.
Oh my gosh, dude! It was a wild flight.
Wait, so you got a middle seat? Is that why?
Yeah, I got a middle seat.
So do you need the extender when you go on the planes?
No. Okay. I've lost a little bit of weight since then. That's good, man. Lost a little bit of chub.
So do you think she was holding on to you or just had no choice? Because you were half in her seat. She was actually pushing you away.
You misinterpreted. What if she was actually pushing me away? Insane.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Man. No, it was I mean, there were a lot of stuff before the fight that kind of happened. They, like, kind of gave her so much anxiety, too. It was a lot of weird stuff, man. But it was her first...
It's interesting. People open up to you really easily.
Yeah.
You have that kind of vibe.
I think you got that, too. I think Alan has that, too.
Oh yeah, Alan has it, too. Maybe three of us.
It's Papaya Island, man.
It's the island, man. You want
to
come in?
You come in. You talk to us.
And listen. It's
Papaya
been
a, House.
It's the Papaya House.
It's the Papaya House.
The Hype House.
You know,
well, listen, man. We got like 5 minutes left.
Really?
Do you want to, do you want to do a quick Florida update? Florida man.
For sure.
Real quick.
Yeah, you know,
boom, boom, in, out.
But Florida, let's just talk about Tampa.
Let's talk about Tampa, man. You are a Tampa native.
Tampa native.
I am not. Alan is not. But
you guys
are your friends.
You guys will be coming.
We will be visiting Tampa.
Right.
We'll be doing a live show
yes.
at Raymond James Stadium.
We're going to be opening up for the Pope.
Carol Baskin will be featuring.
And then we'll do the halftime show.
I will be bringing my multimedia stick of Girls Gone Wild audio.
The sounds?
Yeah, just the sounds.
Everybody going to play the sounds.
I mean, the sounds. The Girls Gone Wild director is going to come, Zack Snyder.
Right.
He's coming through.
The original cut.
We can go back to that. So you had sounds of girls lifting up their shirts and going, woo. That's it. The sound of fabric getting lifted up and going woo. Wild.
Take it off.
Or steel drums.
Look at what's happening here. The guy who had to do that voiceover. Some guy in his 40s in Tarzana.
He sounded like he raised kids successfully. Like he put some of them through college.
It would be so funny if he sees his daughter while he's doing the voiceover. Girls, girls, girls lifting their shirts up. Spring break. Tiffany?
Tiffany, get down from there. Put your shirt back on. Your mother loves you.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Oh yeah.
Tampa. So, Tampa. Tell us about Tampa.
So Toronto Raptors just announced they're having all their home games in Tampa.
Why?
You know what? They're going to blend in so well there.
Is that because with the COVID, they don't want to cross international borders?
Well, everyone wants to be in Florida because, honestly, it's the state right now with the least regulations on this COVID thing.
Wow.
Literally, like, the least regulated states.
Texas, too, is another one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. It's like, you know, they wouldn't let these guys have a bubble in L.A. Get out of here.
For sure. Yeah, you couldn't do it in L.A.
So everyone has to go there, and they're realizing that Tampa is the best city in Florida. It's just, it's always been that way. It's a known fact.
The Bay.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, it's a known fact. Don't ask nobody else. It's a known fact. So they're having all their home games. And I just, you know, they're going to blend in well. They're going to, you know, they're polite. People, they're polite. Just that politeness will just come together.
Really? People in Tampa are polite?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Everybody I know from Tampa is polite.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not. So it's,
but y'all are also wild.
You know.
Y'all get down, for sure.
Like girls going wild? Come to Tampa.
New director Jonas Quisenew. I really wanted to take a documentarian approach to this project.
Dude, I think the guy who did the voiceover for Girls Gone Wild is the same guy, like is the same like SNL announcer.
Don Prado.
Right. And tonight's guest, Dave Chappelle.
Boobs, boobs. With Dave Chappelle.
Musical guest.
Musical guest. Steel drums guy.
Damian Marley.
So the Raptors are going to be there. They're going to be hooping.
Yeah, dude.
They're going to have fans probably.
Right. Here's another thing.
Quarter capacity. Yeah.
The Raptors also attract Drake. You understand?
Oh, wow.
You understand?
So Drake's going to be in Tampa.
Listen.
You got to go back, man. I'm sure they're going to be recruiting all the light-skinned dudes for the Army.
For the OVO Army?
OVO. OVO. How about you? OVO.
I love you, Drake.
I love you, Drake.
Was that the owl?
The owl, yeah. Okay, all right. Wait, this is also the heart emoji from the Pope from the Pope poster.
Which is also a bat.
Hallelujah. In the name. Okay. All right. It's getting wild. Okay. No,
no.
Imitating the Pope.
No, it's yeah, this dude, this episode. Numbers, wow.
Waves.
Yeah, but also to the first I just want to get this out there too.
So Drake's gonna be in Tampa, yes, but you wanna get something out. Yeah.
We're gonna get a live performance, guys. Along with the Super Bowl coming up too. And then on top of that too. Mm-hmm. The first NFL game with all black referees are going to be the Buccaneers versus the Chargers. Actually, I don't think it's the Rams, actually.
Better not get that wrong. That's the main.
It's the Rams. Okay. My fault. Yeah.
Good.
So it apparently it's a big deal.
So that's pretty cool.
It's a pretty, like, you know, and I don't. I'm honestly surprised it took this long for as long as the NFL been around.
Is it
was this scheduled or something? Like, hey, everyone's schedule coincided. There's only black people.
I like how Alan is like, you think they made a mistake in the schedule?
Did they mean it?
Did they see the pictures?
Yeah, like the schedule just kind of lined up. Like the white guy took a vacation during this.
Oh yeah.
During this week. What's the detail?
Well, the game is the 23rd. The game is the 23rd.
Of November.
Yeah, 23rd. So that's this Sunday, right?
That's
this Sunday.
Wow, and the time right now is 11:23.
Yeah.
Look at the time right now.
Whoa.
All right, anyway.
Yo, guys, we have to end it. We're done, guys. Yeah.
Getting lifted by a black referee.
It's the Pope. Makes me take my shirt off.
All right.
The Pope.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. It's too many callbacks. No. Too many callbacks.
Too many.
Way too many.
No, but that is crazy. It's still 11:23.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is gonna be great. It's gonna be a great Sunday. Very progressive for the NFL. You know, this is the least they can do, really. The NFL's so far behind on all the stuff. All the stuff. You know? You think the refs are going to take a knee for the anthem?
Oh, man. They can't. They can't, man. Yeah. They can't take no knees, man. They got to.
Yeah. Because you're the ref.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to be clear-headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Get all that race stuff out of your brain.
Right. But there's a part of me that just... That just like wants them to look out for all the black players. Just
so all the players,
right?
Except the kicker.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, the kicker's like, fellas, just go for it.
Right. Well, you know, I just want to see like, you know, Ndamukong Suh step on like somebody's helmet and the ref just looks at him and winks. Yeah. Just like, you're good, dog.
I didn't see anything.
Right. You understand?
Today we let it slide.
Right. It's a long time coming. Apparently, this is a thing. They had a woman. Didn't they have a woman referee?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I love all that.
Yeah. So we'll see. Does it affect the quality of the games? The calls are cool.
I don't know. The call's going to be later?
Yeah.
You're going to throw a flag at the next play. No, this is for two ago.
Yeah, two. Forgot.
Dude, I want to say, honestly, and you know, these apparently also too, these refs are in great shape. I didn't know you had to be like.
So I was going to ask you this. I refereed one intramural game in college, a basketball game.
Oh yeah,
and it's really hard.
Really?
Because you got to run. You're constantly moving. Because like for basketball, the refs are in like a triangle. It's like a formation. So there's always somebody covering a baseline. Always somebody covering a sideline and the other baseline. And so they are like constantly running up and down and rotating all this stuff. And then everybody's like, fucking hates you.
Right.
Dude, those guys are in crazy shape.
But I've seen the replays, though, where like a ref is like right there next to the play. Like, how come the players just never hit the refs? Like, how come?
Yeah,
sometimes they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Like, there's never any casualties with the refs.
No.
No, not really.
Like, they're lucky. In there, but they kind of stay out the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You probably got to get really just sharp.
Yeah.
They probably move in a whole different relationship to the rest of the game.
Probably.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
They have their own spacing and all that.
Would you do it? Would you guys be a ref full time?
Sure. Doesn't it pay like something crazy? Like
you get paid quite a bit.
Yeah.
Really?
If you ref like the Super Bowl.
At the minimum, six figures for regular season.
Really?
Oh, wow, regular season too, yeah. But see, that's the thing. We say that, but like we would have to start like, you know, like volunteering ref.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no ref in. Maybe there's like a training camp or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could join that.
Oh, yeah. So there's like no training. There's like no kind of like formal structure to be a ref for the NFL or any professional sport.
Maybe there is, but I don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you only did one game.
I only did one, and it was for intramurals at college. So
why'd you only do one?
Because I was like, this is hard.
And that's crazy, dog. College is like one step away from the pros.
I know, and I could have. Apparently a guy who did it refereed stuff from in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. He was a few years before me, but mm-hmm. still.
It's pretty great.
I missed opportunity.
Wow,
did he look at you? He was like, you got it, kid.
Yeah. So yeah, he got scouted by the ref league.
Yeah. Kid, right. Blow that whistle again.
Yeah.
Just carry a...
You've never seen a guy blow a whistle like this before.
Your whistle sings like an old Judd Reuther.
This guy could see a call for 30 yards out.
I would go the Tim Donaghy route. Just get embezzled, rigged, just corrupt. You know,
that's not a bad career path.
Easy, because he's fine now.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, yeah. About. Do you guys know about that one ref who's like famous for his biceps?
What?
There's a professional referee.
Is there a documentary about this?
Yeah, it's on Showtime. Yeah, he's like super famous for like his biceps.
Word.
It's weird because every time he makes calls, he'll go like this. And yeah. He has like these wings.
And he flexes.
And it's just sheer muscle.
Love it, man.
Yeah.
For what sport?
Yeah.
Football?
I think it was football. Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. We're not going to reveal who that was or show a picture.
It's a cliffhanger.
Right.
It's a cliffhanger. Yeah.
It's a cliffhanger that's not going to be addressed.
We'll do it next time. Oh, we'll do our extraction review and reveal this referee next time on Papaya 9.
And I'll start my Instagram account.
That's
right.
We'll get it going. Thank you all so much for watching. If you're watching, we are a brown and black owned business. So, you know, you want to support and Latino
and
owned.
Latino.
So and brown. Yeah, right. Yeah. Why did I? Why did I?
It's a little. It's
why
did
I do that? Why? No, but you see what I did?
Yeah.
It was weird, right?
I thought it was cool.
Black, brown, and Latino. No, you know what? Y'all get your own. You get your own shine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the own lane. Anyway, yeah. The Iowan in me was like, "Was that right?" Anyway, we appreciate y'all. Please subscribe and comment.
As always,
we love it.
As always,
thanks for coming to the island. Bye bye.
Papaya 9, not news with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9, not news
with Neil and Jonas.